Greetings, beloved friends, and our Savior's worthy name. Yesterday, we began considering the passage from Isaiah that tells us there will come a day when evil men will call good evil and evil good. They'll call bitter sweet and sweet bitter. They'll call darkness light and light darkness. Paul warned us that in the last days, perilous times should come. And those days are here when evil men are trying to erode the family which God ordained, which God established, which he set up long before he gave the law to Moses, or before Christ died on the cross. Yesterday we noted from Genesis that God created male and female, and he created male for female, female for male. In fact, it's quite obvious that Adam, when he saw woman, he said, "Now this is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman. Therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother and shall cleave unto his wife, and they shall be, notice, one flesh." In 3:20, Adam called his wife's name Eve. He didn't call her Charlie or George or John Henry because she was a woman. She was a helpmate, a help that was suitable. She was a female and not a male. Our all-wise God knew what man needed, and he provided him with just that. Praise God, he met Adam's needs, and he still meets the needs of Adam's children today. Male and female made he them. However, these same early chapters of Genesis tell us of the temptation, the sin, the fall of Adam and his bride. From that point on, it was downhill all the way. Paul in Romans 5:12 tells us, "Wherefore, as by one man sin entered the world, and death by sin, and so death has passed upon all men, for all have sinned." From that day to this, man ever wallows and sinks down into the filthy pigsty of sin and total moral depravity. The prophet Isaiah recognized it when he said from his first chapter of inspired scripture, "The whole head is sick, and the whole heart faint, from the sole of the foot even unto the head. There is no soundness in it, but wounds and bruises and putrefying sores." Countless other passages of scripture teach the same. But first, let's look at the evidence in the lives of those who followed Adam and Eve. In Genesis chapter 19, the men of Sodom wanted Lot's two male visitors, that they might perform acts of sexual perversion with them. Lot offered them his two virgin daughters instead, but the perverted mind of these debased individuals rejected the two young girls and demanded the two angelic visitors. Remember what God's thoughts were concerning Sodom. The Lord rained upon Sodom and Gomorrah brimstone and fire from the Lord out of heaven, and he overthrew those cities and all the inhabitants of the city. Time would fail us to tell of the many writers that refer to this incident throughout the scriptures, even to the Lord Jesus Christ, who confirmed it in Luke 17. There he said, "But the same day that Lot went out of Sodom, it rained fire and brimstone from heaven and destroyed them all." That's what God thinks of sin. And that's specifically what he thinks of the sin of homosexuality, moral perversion. Countless other scriptures deal with this general sin of immorality, and specifically with the sin of homosexuality. For example, in Leviticus 18:22, we read, "Thou shalt not lie with mankind as with womankind." Listen carefully. It is an abomination. More emphatically, it is condemned in Leviticus 20:13. "If a man also lie with any man as he lies with a woman," notice, "both of them have committed an abomination, they shall be surely put to death, their blood shall be upon them." Isaiah 3:9, we read about the sin like Sodom. "Woe unto them, for they have brought evil on themselves." In the book of Lamentations, Jeremiah speaks of the punishment of the sin of Sodom. In Amos 4, we read that God overthrew Sodom, and then he adds, "Prepare to meet thy God." Up to this point, the thrust of what has been said is from the Old Testament. But in our broadcast tomorrow, we will press on and see what is said in the New Testament concerning the immorality, the perversion, the sin of homosexuality, which God, he condemns it, and he demands punishment for it. But friend, if you're listening today, you can be saved from that sin like from any other sin when you come with your guilt and need and plead guilty at the bar of God's mercy and say, "Lord Jesus, I am guilty. I'm lost. Today I'll take Christ as my Savior." So if we can be of any help, visit with us at the Gospel Chapel, and may the Lord richly bless you today for his name's sake. Amen.